everybody, from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, it is time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Running a little late this morning, but you know what? Better late than never, right? We're going to be talking with realty expert Adam Helgeson right after this.
Like, if you sold your house today, maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
Hey, here we are. We are back. Adam Helgeson, realty expert in the studio. And first off, Mr. Helgeson, happy belated birthday, buddy.
Thank you. I suppose it helps if I have my microphone ready.
Right? It should. Yeah.
That might help.
Makes it a little better. Big things happening on your birthday?
No. Went to Texas Roadhouse. Had a 32-ounce T-bone, which was amazing. After that, went to got an ice cream cake from Cold Stone and went home.
And I'm guessing it was all over after that.
Yes. I put my 8-year-old to bed, and she's like, "Dad, can you lay with me for a minute?" And I'm like, "Yep." Woke up at midnight, curled up next to her in her bed.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. A good way to spend your birthday, I guess.
It was, yes.
Yeah. Most common real estate questions. I know on Wednesday we talked about some of this kind of stuff, but I know we didn't even scratch the surface.
Wednesday was questions to ask your agent, right? So mm-hmm. This is just kind of like, for interviewing an agent, this is just kind of like, in general, real estate questions. Like the first one, how should I prepare my house before selling it? That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
First impressions are imperative no matter what business you're in, but it's especially imperative in real estate. So making sure your landscaping is done right. First impressions when they walk up to the house, they know usually within a minute or so whether that is the house for them or not. Also, go through, make sure all your light bulbs are working. All the general maintenance is done. Your HVAC is working. Some people now are actually getting home inspections done prior to listing their house just to find any issues that might come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will offer that home inspection to the buyers. My thought process is I don't really like that. I like my buyers to have their own home inspection just because you don't know.
And you throw in your 2 cents in there, too, about, you mentioned things like the light bulbs and things like that.
Yep. So I just want to make sure we have solid deal going and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of different things. Decluttering, getting the house staged, so people can walk in and picture themselves living there.
Sure.
And the biggest thing you should do for preparing your house to sell it is cleanliness. Cleanliness sells.
Yeah.
When they can walk through your house and not feel like they have to go home and take a shower, that's a big thing.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, if somebody walks in, a prospective buyer walks in, and the house is all dirty and cluttery, you're thinking, well, if they can't even clean up, what kind of, care did they take care of the house?
And if it's this dirty where I can see, what does it look like where I can't see?
Right.
Behind the fridge, behind the oven, in the air ducts, all that type of stuff. Number two, should I order a home inspection? So pre-sale home inspections, that's up to the buyers. You're going to be spending $350 to $400 to have a pre-inspection done. One caveat to that is if you have a pre-inspection done and you find out about an issue, you have to disclose it.
Sure. Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you either have to get it fixed or you have to disclose that issue now. Same goes with like radon testing. And some people... no one does it, but any house built prior to 1978 could contain lead-based paint. So if you want to test for lead-based paint, if you find it, now you have to disclose it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double-edged sword, but it kind of does let you know what can happen or what people could find when they do. So it helps make a stronger offer. When buying a house, hell yes, order a home inspection. It is the best $300 peace of mind you can get.
Oh, absolutely.
They go through and check everything. Mm-hmm. So. Should I get a home inspection? That's depending upon buying or selling. It kind of goes each way. How long will it take to sell my home? That I cannot answer. If I had a magic crystal ball,
I'm sure.
there's houses that I'm like, man, this is a complete shithole. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Excuse my language. Who the hell would buy this?
And it might sells, take a while.
Yeah, and it sells first day.
Yeah.
And then there's other houses where I'm like, man, this won't last long. And it's still sitting on the market. It's like, what is going on? You know, so it just takes that special buyer.
Mm-hmm.
But from accepted offer to closing is usually 30 to 45 days.
Yep.
And a lot of that is the mortgage, title work, and appraisal. So cash offers, you can close. I think the quickest close I've ever had for cash offer is 1 week.
Wow.
So from accepted offer to close.
Mm-hmm.
What is my home worth, or what price should I sell my house for? You know, that's a big one too. That's where it takes an experienced agent to go in and do what we call a CMA, a comparative market analysis.
Okay.
So we go back a year. I try and do mine 6 months because the market changes. Heck, in the last month it's changed. So,
right.
You know, I have to adjust my market analysis just based on the trends I've seen over the last month. So what we do is we go through, we look at houses that are similar that have sold over the last 6 months to a year. We cannot compare a ranch style to a two-story or split level.
Sure. Right?
We need that. We look at style. We look at year built, condition, and kind of the area of town.
Mm-hmm.
And we find a minimum of three, preferably, you know, more houses that are similar that have sold within the last 6 months to a year. And then we go through and we adjust the price based on number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, square feet, you know, yard size, condition. And it kind of comes up with, okay, based on my analysis, this is where we should list it at. And it gives you a high, low, and recommended sale price.
Now, is that the long term for comps?
Yes.
Okay, because I know, and maybe we talked about this before, Adam, but when I bought my house, there weren't any comps around here because it's a log house. So they're like looking at lake properties and stuff like that. And I said, well, won't that skew it a little bit? Because we all know lake properties go for way more than a house. But they said, no, not really, and then blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I was happy with it all when it was done.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can take properties like that, but then you have to minus the lake value from mm-hmm. it and just right. kind of go structure value. There's another way you can do it, like a what it would cost to build comparison and then depreciate it for age. So there's different ways, you know, to do a market analysis,
sure.
you know, for those special things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the crazy thing is on an appraisal side, let's say you have identical houses built, same thing, everything. One in Grand Forks, one in East Grand Forks, you cannot use that as comparable.
Oh.
So different states.
You cannot
cross state lines. Okay. So here's a big one I get a lot. Is there a reason my home's assessed value is different than the market value? And like I was trying to sell a place and they're like, we had it listed at 130 and I threw it online and I was getting all these trolls from Facebook going, yeah, good luck trying to scam us. That place is only worth 52,000. I said, where did you find that value at? They're like, well, the tax assessed value. I'm like, the tax assessed value and the market value are by no means the same. Everyone's like, well, then, you know, usually it's market value plus 15%. No. tax assessed value has absolutely 0% to do with the home sale. I have sold houses for 100 grand over tax assessed value, and I have sold houses for under tax assessed value. It's based on the current market, the condition of the home, right, and what's going on in the area. You cannot judge it on tax assessed value.
Sure.
Someone could have done a major remodel and the tax assessor hasn't been there. Or mm-hmm. maybe the tax assessor's been there, and since he left, it turned into a complete crap hole and it's deteriorated in a hoarder house.
And you know, people don't like it after they have done work to their house. They don't like getting a hold of the tax assessor because it's going to raise their taxes. But, you know, if your house burns down, then what do you do?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's funny because I just had this conversation the other day with a gentleman in Larimore. And he was going to do some work to his house, and he went to the city and said, hey, do I need to pull a permit for this? And they're like, yes, you need a permit for everything. And he's like, okay, what does the permit do? And he's like, well, we assess the value, and you know what I mean? We make sure it's done correctly. And he looks at him and goes, who in this city is certified to inspect the work that is complete, is done correctly, and assess the value? And they're like, No one?
And so then, blah, 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 blah,
yeah. blah, 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 blah. So then they're like, so why do I, how do we check it's done properly? Oh, we just drive by and look and make sure it's done. So you want me to pay a fee and you want to raise my taxes and you're not even providing a service. You're just driving sure. by to see if it's done.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Makes me
it's
makes
a good
me
one
cringe. Yeah. You know, another big one too is who, how do I pay you, or what's the agent's commission fee? The commission fee can be whatever you want it to do or whatever you negotiate with that agent.
Okay.
I've done it all the way from 4.5% up to, I think the highest one was 7.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was a smaller house up in Hallock. And if I'm driving up to Hallock to list this house, do everything, it's going to cost more.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I'm a firm believer you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
yep.
discount agents where I see it online. Ideal agent, we'll list your house for 2%. It's like, okay, what kind of agent are you getting with that?
Right.
I know they're local agents, because I actually looked into it just out of curiosity. So with Ideal Agent, the agent has to list it for 2%. On that 2%, they have to pay a 15% referral fee back to Ideal Agent. If the agent brings in the buyer, right, they still only get 2%. But if another agent brings in the buyer, then the seller has to pay that agent 2.5%. So then it jumps up to 4.5%. And it's like, why? And it just pisses customers off. You know what I mean? Trying to explain
sure.
it. And it's like, why don't you just do it for 5?
And not worry about it.
And properly do everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of trying to save a couple grand, in the long run, you're not probably going to get an agent you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a complete crap show.
Yep.
You know, educated and experienced agents are here to save you time, money, and stress. That's my job. That's
right.
what you're paying for.
Right, right.
So, yeah, the commission fee, like I said, I'm a firm believer you get what you pay for. So, yeah, that's just some of them. I mean, we can keep going if you want.
I mean, you guys, of all of the Berkshire Hathaway podcasts that we've done, you every single time, Wednesday and Friday, You guys have a million reasons why you should hire a realty expert.
Yep.
And, you know, this goes back to the conversation we had on Wednesday about the guy I was talking to in the bar saying, well, I'm just going to do it myself. And half the bar went up to him and said, duh, you're dumb. Don't yep. do it yourself. It's not worth it. Get yourself a realty expert. And, okay, it might cost you a little bit more money, but you're going to have no worries.
Yeah, well, prime example of the agents was telling us his buddy had a townhome. And he's like, yeah, I decided to get rid of it, so I sold it myself. And he's like, how much you get for it? He's like, 105. He's like, he couldn't even talk. He's like, 105. He's like, market value on that's like 180 to 190. And you sold it for 105. You know what I mean? So 3% or 6% of that $6,000. All right. So now you're up to 111.
Yeah.
So you just missed out on 75.
Yeah.
80 grand.
I mean, I tell you what, right now, Adam, if I could find a decent side by side or a duplex for 105 grand, I'd probably take it and just move.
Yeah. A lot of people would.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about the Fufong plant or no, the asphalt plant. That's
yeah.
what it is. Not
yeah.
Fufong.
Yeah. We're not Fufong, asphalt, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How all come sounds Chinese.
They all sound like swear words. Fufong. Asphalt. Yeah. I heard a good dad joke the other day.
Okay.
It said, don't complain about the road you're on. That's your own asphalt.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. I've seen that one too. If anybody has common questions about real estate, looking to buy or sell, how do they get a hold of realty expert Adam Helgeson?
Hey, the best way is to reach me on my cell, 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, www.homesbyhelgeson.com, or call any of us real estate experts at our office at 746-0303.
Heard you might be taking a little road trip to Foston this weekend.
Yeah, go help the brother-in-law do yeah. some
I used to live there.
And, yeah, I'm sorry.
I know. It's not a bad little town.
It's not a nice little town. He's the head basketball coach there. And yeah,
oh,
he's
okay.
loving it. So
wow, I used to be a sports director there.
You so, probably know Mr. Ben Hamburger.
I probably do. I used to do all the Foston Greyhound sports. But while you're there, you might as well do some grocery shopping.
Oh,
probably a little better than here. Yeah. Pallybicky's. What a great place.
Grab a beer and do some grocery shopping.
There you go. Hey, thanks for coming in, man, and have a great weekend.
Yes, you as well.
All right, there we go. That is your Realty Expert, Adam Helgeson, with your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Your Berkshire Hathaway podcast will be coming up again Wednesday morning at 10.